Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
We are indeed, and it's a bittersweet day for us here at WOR to say goodbye to O'Bartlett after 37 years here on WOR's airwaves. And we bring in now someone, Joe, that you've known a long, long time, George B., WOR traffic reporter for 40 years here at WOR. Come on, Joe, say hello to George Meade.
George, how you doing, buddy?
Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so. You're going.
Finally going, yes.
Well, we've talked about this for a long time. I remember John A. Gambling working in the morning, and then I would fly him up to Albany, where he owned the radio station, and somewhere between Poughkeepsie and Kingston, he said to me, I'm going to bring over a young whippersnapper, and he's going to be a great radio guy here in New York. And he was right. You were great, Joe.
Yeah, well, I remember John A. What a guy. Yeah. And I remember those flights in the helicopter with you.
Oh, yes. You're the only guy who showed up with the leather flight jacket thinking you were going to take over my job. But once I turned it on the side next to the Statue of Liberty, I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Ooh.
But, you know, seriously, Joe, I mean, it's always hard for me to say this because when you're busy working, you just don't have the time to do it. But I still say you're the best radio news guy in the city. I mean, there's so many breaking news stories we covered, whether it was floods, fires, or what have you. And, of course, you and I spent the whole day on the air on 9/11. There was always the ability to portray a calmness no matter what the news event was.
Oh, thank you, George. You know what I remember? All our great lunches at Jack's.
People have to understand when you're up at 3 o'clock, lunch for you started at 11 o'clock, and you were always in a hurry to get to whatever was around corner. But I remember, how about our two trips to Ireland? We went with the whole group, but then I remember we covered the St. Patrick's Day parade, and you and I were on a train going from Dublin to Belfast, and that's where you broke the world Guinness record for Guinness. I've never seen anything like it.
Now we're talking.
Now we got the real scoop.
Now you know Joe. I mean, he was able to draw one, and they at one point he had seven of them in his hand, and that's when he broke the record over at the World.
Way to go, Joe. We're proud of you.
He was the best. But through it all, I mean, he would come on the air and be very disciplined. You know, when you work in radio, people are asking, hey, what's this guy like? What's that woman like? You know, and the thing about Joe is what you hear is what you get. He has no ego. He was always happy to share the microphone with everybody else that worked with him. So that was really great.
Oh, my. It was fun working with you, too, George. And I remember we would always go, some of our lunches, we go to this Japanese place for sushi. Kodama?
Yes.
George hates.
Yes.
George could find nothing on the menu.
I could find nothing because they didn't have hot dogs or hamburgers. And you always found something. But and also a lot of times, we shared social life with our wives. And Gene, we'd go out on a Saturday night. We'd go to a little place, the Allendale Bar and Grill out in Jersey. And Joe would tell the waiter, tell the manager, I don't want to sit down for an hour and a half. I'll just wait at the bar. The rest of us are stars, but that's where he held court at the bar.
That's right. Hey, we used to get to the Allendale Bar and Grill, and they said, it'd be an hour wait. Perfect. Okay. I'll be at the bar. Love it.
And all the girls wanted to do was eat. And I'll tell you, I remember John A. also telling me when I started there when I was 25 years old, he said, when you get married, George, and you're in morning radio, you marry for better, for worse, and for lunch. So you and Gene will be spending a lot of time together, and Barbara and I have been together for over 55 years, and we really find it easy. People say, how can you stand George around the house? And he's always been around the house. So I think you and Gene are going to have a great time in retirement.
Excellent. Right. Thank you, George. Thanks for calling in. All the best to you and Barbara and your family.
And when you get up tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock to do what most men our age do, go back to bed. And also, when you go out for the day, get in the fast lane, drive real slow, and put an indicator on. You'd be surprised at some of the people waving to you.
Advice to live by.
Listen, the best of luck, and you're still the greatest.
Thank you, George. Thank you.
Thanks, George. Me, WOR, traffic reporter here at WOR for 40 years. All right, news time. And, you know, Len, it just occurred
this
to me.
Is it?
This is the last time I'm going to say time. News time. 9:30 from Joe Bartlett.
Oh, news how sad.
Oh. Joe Bartlett. 9:30.
All righty. Well, let's get to the news here. We're looking for a motive. A suspect is in custody for the murder of the Sayreville councilwoman, Eunice Junfor, but we don't have the reason behind the killing. Rashid Ali Bynum was arrested in Virginia, with prosecutors saying the evidence put him at the murder scene. Junfor's family attorney, John Wisniewski, says prosecutors still haven't said, though, why he did it.
Maybe they know, but certainly they haven't shared that. And that is something that is vexing the family as we speak right now.
Junfor was gunned down in her car outside her home back in February. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is on the campaign trail in Iowa, fighting back against former President Trump, responding to Trump's claim that New York did a better job than Florida handling COVID.
That's not what he used to say. This is like new. Like 6 months ago, he would have never said that, right? He used to say how great Florida was. Hell, his whole family moved to Florida under my governorship. Are you kidding me?
I can't imagine Trump saying Andrew Cuomo did a good job, but better than DeSantis, I suppose. DeSantis says the great American comeback starts by sending President Biden back to his basement in Delaware. And we've got another Republican getting into the race now. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie expected to enter the race for president. His allies have formed a super PAC, and an official campaign launch expected in the next couple of days. Christie has touted himself as the one candidate who can take on former President Trump. The full House voting tonight on that deal to raise the nation's debt ceiling narrowly passed the Rules Committee after the compromise was struck by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the weekend. Two Republicans and all four Democrats on the committee voted against it. Unclear whether it's going to get the 218 votes needed to pass the full House, though. And the planned demolition of an Iowa apartment complex is on hold, as now five people are unaccounted for following a partial collapse Sunday. A ninth survivor was found on the fourth floor of the building in Davenport Monday. Now officials say there are a number of unaccounted for people, including several that they believe to be still in the building. All right, let's get to Wall Street numbers as we await this debt ceiling vote. The market is in a lower mood today. The Dow is down 137 points. S&P down 17. NASDAQ is down 40 points. Gentlemen?
Got another message for you, Joe, as you sail into retirement. Hit it, Lynn.
Hey, what's up, Joe? This is Tiki Barber from your favorite team, you know, the New York Football Giants. Congratulations, man, on 37 incredible years of covering some of the biggest stories in New York. From working on 11 different morning shows, wow, that's a lot, covering blizzards, storms, blackouts, and other big local stories over almost four decades. And of course, being one of the first live reports on September 11th, your voice has been as trusted as any in New York for a generation. I know you're a huge Giants fan and spent many Saturday mornings talking with Doug Parcells, brother of legendary Giants coach Bill Parcells, of course, to get your listeners ready for Big Blue during the season. Now you get to spend all those hours enjoying your grandkids, your lovely wife, Jean, and of course, playing some golf. Hit them straight. And if they go crooked, it's not your fault. But don't forget to crack open a few cold ones every Sunday. Bake up that famous Bartlett soda bread and root for the Giants. Congratulations, my man. Congrats. 37 years. Have a fantastic retirement.
How about that, Tiki? You know, speaking of the Giants, one of the first things I covered was the Giants Super Bowl celebration in 1986. They won the Super Bowl 86. Then they had that big celebration. I remember Koch was the mayor, and he wouldn't give them a parade in New York City.
Correct.
Remember that, Len?
They
had to go in the Meadowlands.
They had to go in the Meadowlands.
My butt off.
Right. Wasn't it around the parking lot? Just like walking around the parking lot?
They had a parade around the parking lot.
Why wouldn't Koch give them a parade?
Because they're New Jersey.
Even though they're the New York Giants who play in New Jersey.
Exactly, yeah. All right. All right, thanks, Joe. Up next, Greg Giangrandi, the career advice columnist for the New York Post, is going to be with us. He has a quiz for Joe Bartlett as Joe sails off into retirement. Coming up next.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.